with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump held a National Day of Prayer event at the Rose Garden at the White House. President Trump reads a passage from a letter President John Adams wrote to his wife on the first National Day of Prayer.
In a letter to wife Abigail, John Adams wrote of his first National Day of Prayer, "Millions will be upon their knees at once before their great Creator, imploring his forgiveness and blessing and asking for his favor on the American cause." Beautiful.
The White House ceremony comes just months after the Trump administration established a task force and presidential commission seeking to protect Christians from religious discrimination. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz is being replaced, but he's getting a promotion.
White House National Security Advisor Mike Waltz is leaving the Trump administration just weeks after it was revealed that he added journalist Jeffrey Goldberg to a Signal chat being used to discuss military plans in Yemen. Waltz's departure marks the first major staff shakeup of President Donald Trump's second term. Just yesterday at a cabinet meeting at the White House, Waltz praised the president.
"It's an honor to serve you in this administration."
Waltz served in the U.S. House of Representatives, representing Florida for three terms before joining the Trump administration at the White House. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Waltz is being nominated as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. He replaces Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who withdrew her nomination after she was asked to remain in the House of Representatives to keep the Republican majority there. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 83 points, the Nasdaq rose 264, with the S&P 500 advancing 35. This is SRN News. We've highlighted the work of Dr. Ingrid Skop, Director of Medical Affairs at the Pro-Life Charlotte Lozier Institute. Today, she outlines how decades of widespread abortion access has negatively impacted American culture.
50 years of wide-open abortion under the Roe era, did that help women? No, their happiness scores have gone down, depression and anxiety have gone up, the family has exploded, so many more moms raising their children alone in poverty, fatherless children. All of that is the legacy of offering abortion as a solution to women's complex problems.
Dr. Skop adds the Charlotte Lozier Institute bolsters the pro-life movement in America with scientific medical research and is leading efforts to warn women about the dangers of readily available chemical abortion. More information is available at lozierinstitute.org. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Microsoft and Meta Platforms drove Wall Street higher after delivering profits for the start of the year that were even bigger than analysts expected. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% and was back within 8.8% of its record set earlier this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average adding 0.2% and the Nasdaq Composite jumped 1.5%. Treasury yields swiveled in the bond market following some mixed reports on the economy. Yields initially sank after a report showed more U.S. workers applied for unemployment benefits last week than had been expected. The Dow up 83 points to close at 40,752. The Nasdaq gained 264 to 17,710. The S&P 500 added 35 points to 5,604. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.